Yeah, okay, Rabbi, so we're going to bring some interesting topics tonight. We're speaking about the summer Kabbalah Shabbos. I know it doesn't feel like it outside, but we'll speak about the summer Kabbalah Shabbos, and the majority as to whether they can pull the minority into Shabbos. We'll speak about a concept of the Kabbalah Shabbos betos, a mistaken Kabbalah Shabbos. We'll speak also about the concept of Adlokas Neres being a different type of Kabbalah Shabbos. Faneda Sisi, if you'd base in page 74. Im Roiva Kol Kiblu Alayna Shabbos. That's page 74, see if you'd base. Im Roiva Kol Kiblu Alayna Shabbos. If the majority of the community accepted Shabbos on them. Roiva Kol. The majority of the community accepted Shabbos. Hamiut, the minority, Nimshochin Acherein Al Kochom. The minority is pulled on. Is nimshochim are schlepped along al kochem against their will. So this is something which we can only the scenario that it's really talking about is when it was a shtetl, it was one big shul. When even if there was another shul, but it was very obviously attached and affiliated to the main shul, and there was that main shul that everybody used to daven. And so that was a time that they used to daven. And there wasn't like other options, an earlier option, a later option. There wasn't any of that really. So here we're learning, if the majority of the community is accepting Shabbos at a certain time, the minority are schlepped into that. So now the question is, to what extent does that apply nowadays? And Sifkot Nun Aleph is going to give us a bit of an explanation. Mishnevus Sifkot Nun Aleph, which is the second line before the wide lines. Imroi Vakol. Vimroi Vakol Loi Vesakneses. What happens if the majority of the Yidden weren't in shul? They weren't in shul. It was just too early for them. They just didn't make it. The majority are not there yet. So it's the shul has started, but it was a minority members there. So ein nimshochin achamiut. Then it's not gonna ein nimshochin achamiut. So there's no pulling into either direction. They're not pulled into Shabbos. V'chein and similarly be'ir sheish bo batei knesses harbe. If there's a community with various numerous shuls, ein achas nimsheches achaverto. One shul does not pull the other one on. It's not schlep. It can't schlep along. So if you've got one main shul who has a certain time, that's very relevant for you. You'll be able to define what's the majority of shuls. There's no halach of one shul pulling another one on. Ve'afilim ba'achas roiv. And if the one shul has got the majority of mispalelim, he won't make a difference because there's many shuls who are davening different time. Aval, but if somebody's got a Friday night minion in his house, private VIP minion in his house, hafilu minion kavua, even if it's a fixed established minion, every week, bottle etzel aroiv, that will be bottled by they will be schlepped. Shabbos will be schlepping them along. We don't have that yet on the. There is. Oh, really? Okay, I wasn't aware. Okay, so now, Rabbi said, the question is, to what extent does that apply nowadays? We want to know let's talk about the winter first. Does the majority of the minyanim pull along the other minyanim or not? So is there, how much is the time difference? We've got the expert here, Baruch Hashem. Pardon?
Between what?
In the winter months?
Yeah.
No, let's talk about the winter first. It's all the same time. So this is not relevant. There's no difference. It's literally a minute or two difference. There's no difference at all.
No,
right, okay. But nobody brings it later either. There's the Zman and that's it. Okay. So, but the only thing that we need to know is that potentially, what if somebody is not davening in shul? Say he's just coming from work much too late. And he's just in time. Will he be able to... will he be able to mekabel Shabbos a bit later than everybody else? Because, let's say, Shkia he's got a few minutes to play with. Probably with Shkia.
Talking about Israel specifically.
I'm talking general.
Is it private or public?
Private. No. So the answer is, he can't. Itaka can't. It's a problem. Because he's nimshachacha, he's a mute, which is nimshachacha
roiv. There's a minute that starts more of a nacht, right? And there's a minute they have a minchah a lot earlier. Does that in any way help him to be able to do malach until shkia? Because there's a minion that has mara.
No, because the Shulchan Aruch tells us that. So that's that. Yeah, so the Reiv will schlep the miut. The only thing I could argue, maybe, I don't feel comfortable with that. Really, what a person could argue is that Mishnah Berurah tells us that nobody's pulling anybody else because there's so many minyanim. If there's many minyanim, then nobody can pull anybody else. So you could maybe argue that since there is no shul, no minyan that pulls everybody else, so also an individual will not be pulled along. Maybe. But it's arguable. Pashtus, there's a shtatz man. Yeah. Yes, yeah, so you're right. So that's very true because the zman. Yeah, what is the zman? The zman. Yeah, so the candle lighting. Yeah, so the answer to that question is that the zman that we've got in the luach, the candle lighting that we've got in the luach, that itself is not referring to what we're learning now over here, because that's not pulling anybody into Shabbos, because it's Hadlokas Neis, and they will not pull the men into Shabbos either. What we are talking about over here is Roiva called Kibdu Alayim as Shabbos. If the majority of men have Mekabel Shabbos, then the minority is pulled along. But men are not Mekabel Shabbos with this man. We're not. That's only when we start davening Mincha.
Or we're Mekabel Shabbos at Mizmoshe Yom Shabbos.
Yeah, but by then it's already anyway. It's Shabbos, yeah.
So if men are Mekabel Shabbos until Mizmoshe Yom Shabbos, surely the time between Lich Benjamin and Shkia,
yep,
is that for grabs?
It's a good question. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, a person should individually be Mekabel Shabbos at that time. And it should really be Mekabel Shabbos then. But you're right, you're not schlepped into Shabbos by anyone at that time. You're not really schlepped into Shabbos. You're not nigra into Shabbos. But ideally, according to Mishnah Berurah, a person should try to be Mekabel Shabbos during those few minutes. You're not Tifash Milat Tzibu. You know, but yeah, but yeah, if a person doesn't do that, it's still okay, because you're right, a couple of Shabbos is later, yeah.
So in a situation where a city has arrived and they bring in Shabbos early, and somebody doesn't get home from work, and as far as he's concerned, okay, I didn't make Shabbos with the Reiv this Shabbos, I'm going to bring it in myself later. So, irrespective of whether he's right or wrong, what's he over? Because clearly it's not after Nacht, so it's not
yeah,
the right level of Shabbos.
Is it halachically clearly a Kabbalah Shabbos? Has everybody else been Mekabel Shabbos?
Let's say that there's even if there's two or three shuls, but no one brings in Shabbos later than, say, an hour.
Yeah, but once you've got a few shuls, we've got different times, then there is no roiv which is schlepping an individual in.
Okay, so let's say in the case of roiv.
In a roiv. Okay, so let's talk about the summer months.
Okay.
Okay, the summer months, both sides. How does it work in Edgware?
Some shuls have an early minion.
Many have an early minion, but there is also plenty of. No one is going that late. Very good question, Rabbi said. So the question is as follows. That's a good question. It's a good question. Is a golden screen in the suburbs of Edgware or not? Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So many points give it depends on which of you actually asked that question. It's a bit of a political question. But I think that many Rabbonim would argue that Edgware and Golders Green are two different communities altogether and they are split. But it's a bit of a politically inclined question. Good. So if we're looking as Edgware as a healthy, self-efficient community, which I think we firmly all believe that it is. So, yes. So if that's the case, then we have to realize what happens on Friday in the summer. So if you've got a... the majority is Mekabel Shabbos, majority of people are Mekabel Shabbos at? Yeah, that's quite, what time? 7:30 Mincha. But Shkia is much later, Nacht even later. So is there a problem for the individuals? Are they like doing anything? Do they need to do anything? Is anything wrong with them with individuals from the Kabbalah Shabbos later if they wish to do so? So the answer is very obviously no, it's not a problem at all. Because this is not the scenario we're discussing over here. The scenario is talking about, as I mentioned earlier, if you've got one shul, that's the Zman. And if there'd be one Zman that everybody's Mekabel that Zman, then yes, it would be a problem for an individual and it'd run into trouble and it would be a Kabbalah Shabbos which is imposed on him. Not so if there is still established minyonim who have different times later on. It's not a problem at all. That's not included in the halacha. But where it is very relevant is in something which we're not so familiar with, maybe slightly familiar, much more widespread in America. We've got the camps, the summer camps, where you have a whole bungalow colony of hundreds of families. And in the summer, they have a couple of Shabbos early. And there, it's very relevant. And Moshe was asked that question in the 1960s. You've got a whole hundreds of families. I don't know exactly how many families. It was a question asked in 1963. And you've got people that everybody's Mekabel Shabbos at the same time, a couple of hours before Shkia. And you've got that, and some of the men, the hardworking men, they are working in New York, working down in the city, and they are driving up for Shabbos, and they want to chaperayin still as much as they can on Friday, and they want to drive in. I don't know how far it is to the mountains. How far? An hour and a half. So you want to drive from New York up to the colony, and to the Catskills. And now you want to know what is that? Do they need to? When do they need to arrive there? When do they need to arrive? Is there a problem for them to come in later? It's a good question. Is it called the Kehillah? So that, I think, is pretty much the consensus that yes, it is a Kehillah. Because whilst they are there, it's true that for 10 months or for 9 months or for 8 months a year, it's empty and it's a desert. But for those months that they are there, that is, yes, it is a Kehillah. Okay. Yeah, I think in America it's more. All right, there's different colonies for different families for different days. There's different chassidus and different kehillahs and different communities have different camps. Yeah.
The other thing is, I mean, irrespective of colonies, there are lots of very small towns in America.
Yeah.
Where they might
absolutely. In one shul, what would be then?
And,
in the UK as well, actually, in the provinces, you'll find probably communities like that. Anybody knows? But yeah, this is on one shul and on one shul only. Yeah.
So the question would be, you're driving through the States on a road trip and you figure, I'll pull into a motel for the Shabbos. And as far as you know, there isn't any shul in this town.
But by the time you find out, there is a little shul. Then there have been a couple of Shabbos an hour earlier.
Right,
absolutely. So I want to tell you what Reb Moshe Feinstein says. So Reb Moshe Feinstein is. I want to say that Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv, they tell us that, yes, I mean, they say the Pashtus. Shulchan Aruch that we learned now teaches us that, yes, the Roiv is schlepping the mute. And the Pashtus approach will be, yes, it is Shabbos, finished. Tough luck. You have to ensure to leave New York earlier. You have to ensure that this is a typical case of the majority schlepping the individual into Shabbos. Yeah. Now, Reb Moshe has a chiddush, and I think it's a controversial chiddush, if I may call Reb Moshe controversial, but it's an interesting shtickle. Reb Moshe wants to tie in as follows. When do we say that the Roiv schleps a Yochid into Shabbos? That's when the Roiv was Mekabel Shabbos, when the majority of Yidden were Mekabel Shabbos, because of Kedusha Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos. They hold of Kedusha Shabbos, and they want to sanctify Shabbos. They did it a couple of hours. They did it earlier, so everybody else is now slept into the Shabbos that they created. He says, what happens, though, if you don't have a couple of Shabbos for convenience purpose? They don't want to have Shabbos meal, supper, at 9, 10 o'clock. It's just too late. It's too late for them. It's convenience. They want to have supper every night at the same time, and they want to have... It's convenience rather than zrizes for Shabbos, that you the sanctification of Shabbos and the holiness of Shabbos. A different aspect, different. It's fine, you know. There's nothing wrong with it. But the question is, why are you mekabel Shabbos early? Moshe says, when can a roiv schlep a yochel into Shabbos? That's only if you're mekabel Shabbos for kedusha Shabbos, for sanctifying Shabbos. However, if you're mekabel Shabbos early because convenience purpose, if that's the majority, that's the consensus, that's why a lot of people have a couple of Shabbos early, because it's convenient to have Shabbos at 7, 8 o'clock rather than 9, 10 o'clock. He says, okay, that's fine for you. You're allowed to enjoy it. Enjoy it. Have a good Shabbos. Enjoy it. But don't do it on Yanam's Cheshbon. That doesn't work. You can't schlep it in for Yanam. You can't. It's his man. You can't schlep into Yanam because if it's not for good Kedusha Shabbos.
So in Yerushalayim, where they bring in 40 minutes early, the Bible goes 40 minutes.
It won't be,
They're doing it for
Kedusha Shabbos. Very good, yeah. That's a good point. But there, again, it's a Zman, the Shtot Zman is not something which actually everybody was Mekabel on them. It's a Lechat Chila. Many Yidin are not Mekabel Shabbos at that point. It's the Zion is something, Lechat Chila, but not everybody's Mekabel Shabbos at that point. Not everybody is. So it will be comparable to the Mishnah that says many minyanim different times and different approaches. That's what the emotion about it. I think it's a very big chiddush. I think emotion is a big chiddush. What do you tell her? I think it's a big chiddush. I think it's a big chiddush emotion. Pardon? Yeah, so, but I think you can normally work out what it is. I think that generally in the summer, most people, I mean, it's not, it has to be with convenience. I think, pardon? That's what Moshe says. He says, if that's the case, then you're not schlepping in Yenim. So he says that's applying to only, to really genuinely.
You said no one ever does it.
You know what? If they do it in the winter, they bring it in from floods.
I think that. I'm sure they will apply. There is nobody, never ever. Nobody ever. In the camps, not, yeah. No. Yeah, you're right. So that's Ramosha. Ramosha actually was Melamed Chus. Ramosha was challenged by the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't say it's a B'dyeved or anything like that, but he was challenged. How can you have these husbands coming in from New York, like an hour after people in the car, they're driving in with their fancy black cars, and it's Shabbos ready for. So you had to. So I'm not saying it was B'dyeved, but he was like, I don't even know if it's. I'm saying he wants to for the Shulchan Aruch. That's where he came from.
So what would you do in a certain circumstance where you just kind of check into a motel and you then find out that there was...
Yeah, I don't know if you... It's probably more like... And you couldn't have known... It's not negligence. You couldn't have known there's... I suppose that's part... I know, in a way I feel that just like we learned, a person has... There's some halachas apply already on Friday with regards to Shabbos. Only can cover Shabbos to some extent apply on Friday. A person has to can't just say, oh, it's Shabbos now. I really didn't expect it. So a person has to have some sort of preparation. If a person really doesn't know there was a minion, where is a minion? What is it? If there was something happened and he had a flat tire or an accident or chalila, whatever happened, then the halacha might be different. But if a person just like innocently like drove into Shabbos and it, I don't know.
He knows it's not nacht for the next 4 hours.
And where did he plan to make his Shabbos?
He figured he'd stop off at a nice motel. He's got a boot full of wine and challahs and refrigerated meat. And...
Chowd?
Yeah, whatever. Like, he's just driving from New York to Chicago. And so he's...
Yeah, I still feel there's an element of preparation that he should have undergone. And if it didn't, it's probably quite close to negligence.
He made preparation. He just didn't know that there was a shul.
Yeah.
Why would he know there was a shul? Would you know there was a shul?
No, I wouldn't. Indeed.
More to get, Shana, is we go to Cornwall some summers.
And yeah.
There's one Orthodox shul in Cornwall, a place called Truro, right? How far, if we're...
Good question. How far can they schlep you?
You're in the shtot, because it's a big kind of shtot, but if you're an hour away, let's say, from an hour's drive away from the shore...
Yeah, how...
Is that you consider part of the
shore? Okay, so that's also a good question. How will you define... Yeah, so I think that generally you go with halachas of tchum. Generally speaking, we go with halachas of tchum. So if that's considered within the...
the
tchum, the plus the 2,000 amas, within the... Yeah. Okay, we move on. Seif Giyud Gimel Rabbeisai. Odom Shebole Eir Be'erev Shabbos. That's actually quite similar to your Shaila. It's actually quite similar. Seif Gimel is similar. Let's see. Odom Shebole Eir Be'erev Shabbos. Ve'kva Kiblu Ansho Eir Aleim Shabbos. If a person goes to city Be'erev Shabbos, ve'kva Kiblu Ansho Eir Aleim Shabbos. So he reached the city, and most people were already in Kabbal Shabbos. Afot Bishadayna Yom Godel. Although it's still not Shabbos yet, but they've been with Kabbal Shabbos already. Him, ho, you all of Mois, or Shum Chayfetz, Manich Olipoil. If he realizes, oh, This is Shabbos ready for the people over here. The Mikabel Shabbos. Manichoi. If he had coins in his pockets, he lets them fall. Which the Mishnah Berurah explains, if cotton base, manichalipol perishoheilech lecheda, should go to his room where he's going to be staying for Shabbos. Manichalipol drops them to fall, shom laatzniu to hide them. K'moish kos zimreish samachvov, if you base it, just simulate it on zimreish samachvov, which discusses similar lochas. So, ancham Mishnah Berurah, we are lochas. In other words, if this scenario happens that you've described, and for whatever reason you just end up in a place that they have been kabbal Shabbos and they have actually they actually pull you into Shabbos and you didn't know anything about it, what should you do? The answer is, okay, it's very late, still make the best out of it. Take your coins out of your pockets, and the chayfetz, the item which is mukta, drop, which is probably talking about the mobile, I suppose, drop it off your pocket and try to make Shabbos now. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So yes, you will be pulled into Shabbos even if they have made Shabbos earlier. See, if you dalet rabbi, very interesting halacha again. Im b'yoyim ha'ma'onon tov tzibo v'chosh v'ush chashecho. Okay, this is now the pre-watch and clock days that people were mekabel Shabbos by looking out there. And it got dark, and they thought it's about time to make Shabbos. And so the rabbi said, it's time to make Shabbos. They went to shul, they daven mincha, to kabbal Shabbos, lechon ranenu mit hagashmak, and then after Shabbos, and they walked home, and suddenly they look out and said, oh, actually, he was just a cloud. Oh. And then he says, you know what, actually, can I just check my emails now? Because it's still light out there. Can I just check my emails? Can I just do another, write the thing? So, b'imyayim ha'b'munon, I'm on a cloudy day, tohu tzibu, the community made a mistake, v'choshvu, and they thought, she'choshecha, and they thought that it's dark, v'dliko ne'rois, and they lit Shabbos candles, v'ispalu tefilas arvi shel Shabbos, and davin ma'arif, and afterwards, nisposu avim, they dispersed, the clouds dispersed. I can just imagine the discussions going on in shul. I told you so. I can just picture it. I told you it's only a cloud. He says, no, it wasn't. Yes, it was. I can just picture it. Nisposu avim, they see the sun is still light outside. So now, what's halacha now? So this is what halacha considered a Kabbalah betos. It's a Kabbalah Shabbos betos. They didn't mean to make Kabbalah Shabbos so early. That wasn't the intention. They want to make Kabbalah Shabbos normal. But they made a mistake. These rumors spread around. Oh, no, we have to make Kabbalah Shabbos. Again, there was no watch. There was no way of actually identifying the time if it's cloudy. So now, Einam Tzrichim Lach. So the halacha is, they made a mistake. They didn't mean to make Kabbalah Shabbos so early. Einam Tzrichim Lach. So they do not need to go back. Well, it's part of this. They don't need to have Maariv again of Shabbos. We learned earlier that the earliest Shabbos, the earliest time to mekabel Shabbos is from Plaga Mincha. So now if this took place after Plaga Mincha, which is likely to be the case, the halacha is you don't have to have Maariv again. You've done Maariv in a correct time, in a correct time. That wasn't your intention to have early, but it is a legitimate time. So if you have after Plaga Mincha, it's fine, you don't have to have Maariv again. Before Plaga Mincha, you wasted your time. Absolutely. If he's an individual, it was only an individual that he didn't daven with a minyan. There was no crowd, no community. It was just one individual who did that. So again, if this mistake that was a public mistake, a communal mistake, then it's fine. If it's out of Plaga Mincha, just keep going. But if it don't have to have Maariv again. But if it is an individual mistake, then you'll need to have Maariv again. But he's only addressing Maariv. What about Shabbos? What about Malochus? Can I do Malochus, yes or no? What about Malochus? Can you do Malochus or not? Kabbalah Shabbos, they come home, good Shabbos, and everything, they leave shul. Malochus, yes or no? Yeah. They don't have to have Maariv, but Malochus, yes or no? Can you do Malochus or not? No Malochus?
Oh. Shofar,
oh!
And he came back second day of Hashanah or whatever it was just before Molo Shabbos. The Kehillah had been a couple of Shabbos, but then when they saw that he turned up with 15 minutes till his month, he wanted to blow and they wanted to make a couple.
That's a Taz, yeah, very nice, absolutely. Yeah, so Rabbi Yisai, look what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's a perfect Shulchan Aruch for any riddles that you want to ever ask anybody if it's getting like, you know, conversation is going a bit stale, that kind of thing. So that's the one you need to remember. And with regards to doing melachas, ben tzibur ben yochid mutar, whether it's a community, all tzibur that was mekabel Shabbos, ben yochid, or whether it's an individual, mutarim, they're allowed to do melachas. The Kabbalah Shabbos is a betos, because Kabbalah Shabbos was betos. So Rabbi Yisai, if you want to have a good riddle, how can it be that person having a very good shmack of Kabbalah Shabbos, with the shmack of minyan, with his Shabbos tie, and he's saying good Shabbos and everything, and he lit Kabbalah Shabbos, and after he's on the way home, he's allowed to switch on the what? He's allowed to drive home. Yeah, is that to drive home? So the answer is this is a scenario. He goes, Asiyas Meloch, Lini Asiyas Meloch, Ben Bitzibam Biyoch, Mutorim, the Kabbalah Shabbos is a betos. Kabbalah Shabbos is a betos. It was a Kabbalah Shabbos. If they weren't a Kabbalah Shabbos too early, and it was betos, it was because of the cloudy matzav. So, the Aloch is Kabbalah. According to this opinion, we there's more to be discussed. The Shulchan Aruch still in Mishtabura. So, pardon? No, don't have to travel again. You can drive home and. He'll need to daven again.
But only if he wants to do melacha afterwards? Or?
No, he needs to daven ma'ariv anyway again.
Even after blood?
Yeah.
How come?
Because it was a ma'ariv betos. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see Mishnah Berurah. So, now Rabbi said there is more. Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh oim sh'oishim sh'liku neres asurim b'siyas melacha. He says that the ones with lit Shabbos candles, if you ben shlich, then it's different. If the one actually lit Shabbos candles, then it's different. If you lit Shabbos candles, then you won't be able to do melachas after that. Asur b'siyas melacha v'sharan shabbais mutorin. To ones who actually lit, he's not allowed to melach, but his family is okay. Okay, we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, because of time constraints, but we'll discuss more on this. Please, Rabbi Yisai, don't misquote me because there's a Mishnah Berurah on this, okay? So please don't misquote me on this. Yeah, there's a Mishnah Berurah still, yeah? So, but Lamaise Sadevah, what we learned about a majority of a keila schlepping in a minority, Rov HaTzibur can schlep a minority. We learned if there's various numerous minyanim in town, then it doesn't apply. We learned the minyan in a house, that will be bottled, that will be schlepped in. We learned that a person who comes from your case, very much your description, somebody comes from a different place, and it suddenly turns out that it Shabbos. So then we cover Shabbos early, although it's only after plug, it's not Shabbos yet, really. But every Mikabel Shabbos in that particular place where he needs to drop his mukta items from the pocket and his coins, he needs to make Shabbos with them. Then we spoke about Kabbalah of Shabbos betos, cloudy day, they have Dav Ma'ariv, so now there's a distinction as to whether it's Yochid or a Rabbim. If it's a Rabbim, then they don't need to Dav Ma'ariv again. If it's a Yochid, they will need to Dav Ma'ariv again. But either way, Yochid or Rabbim, in terms of Melacha, they're still out to do Melacha. If the person lit Shabbos candles, then this won't apply. And another point that we discussed extensively was Ramosha's Chiddush. Anything that we spoke about Kabbalah Shabbos, early Kabbalah Shabbos, that's only for person with Kabbalah Shabbos, for the Kedusha Shabbos. If it's for convenience, then you can't slip in somebody else. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.